streaming has gotten way too complicated, but you can hack the system with Prime Video. It has everything in one app with one password. See Roadhouse, Giannis, The Marvelous Journey, and the National Women's Soccer League, all included with Prime. Plus, you can buy Premier Boxing or stream the NHL and NBA playoffs on Max with the Bleacher Report Sports add-on, or add Paramount Plus for the Masters on CBS. Prime Video. It's all your favorite content in one place. Restrictions apply. Prime membership required for add-on subscriptions. See Amazon.com/AmazonPrime for details.
Feeling like you need a punch of energy? Enter Wonderful Pistachios. I love them. The snack that packs a protein punch, and the best part, they come in so many flavors and so many sizes. Whether you're on the go or chilling at home, Wonderful Pistachios, they're the go-to snack for me. Here's the real kicker, the protein. These little wonders are one of the highest protein nuts out there. Just 1 ounce serves up a whopping 6 grams of protein, giving you over 10% of your daily value. So visit WonderfulPistachios.com to learn more. I love them. You know our trusted partner, TireRack.com, for their fast, free shipping, free road hazard protection, convenient installation options, and their great selection of best tires, like the highly consumer-rated Firestone Destination AT2. But did you know they sell other automotive products? Wheels, brakes, suspension, just to name a few. Go to TireRack.com/Colin. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be. Hi, let's talk about Pro Plan Sport. Pro Plan Sport is advanced nutrition made to fuel strength and stamina in active dogs like yours. So wherever your next journey together takes you, start it off right with the high-performance fuel your dog needs to keep pushing you every step of the way. Pro Plan Sport. Learn more at ProPlanSport.com.
Thanks for listening to the Herd Podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday from 12 to 3 Eastern, 9 to noon Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and FS1. Find your local station for The Herd at foxsportsradio.com or stream us live every day on the iHeartRadio app by searching Herd.
Now let's get this party started.
You're listening to Fox Sports Radio.
Ah, here we go. Live in L.A., it's The Herd. Wherever you may be, however you may be listening, iHeartRadio, Fox Sports Radio, FS1. Chris Mannix on the Celtics in about 5 minutes. So we were, Joey and I were talking about this during the break, about J.J. Redick came out and rolled his eyes at, you know, the old time basketball players, Bob Cousy, and said, you know, he's playing against, firemen and plumbers, and Cousy fired back. And the truth is, Cousy couldn't play in the NBA today. That's okay. Elgin Baylor probably could, and Wilt and Russell. But you and I were talking about this. A lot of the NBA, so again, I grew up watching it in the early 70s. I don't remember the 60s at all. I was a kid, like 5, 6 years old. But I do remember watching the Lakers against the Blazers. And I remember Wilt West and Gail Goodrich. I remember that in the early 70s. I don't know why I remember it. I was on my bunk bed as a kid, and the Lakers were on my black and white TV. I remember that. And I remember watching a lot of Miami Dolphins Super Bowl with Washington in 1972. I remember the Cincinnati Reds, 74, 75. I can name all the starting players. Those are the first. You know, you never forget your first. I can remember vividly a lot. I can name starting lineups. You know, John Goulet used to make fun of me. I can do it. All 70s baseball teams. And so, to me, who can play today and who can't? If you look at basketball in the 50s, 60s, and mostly the 70s, I grew up with the Sonics. They weren't vertical. Freddie Brown wasn't a jumper. Lonnie Shelton, John Johnson, Sigma, Marvin Webster could block shots. DJ was a little vertical. Seven guys in double figures. No great athletes. It was the same with the Portland Trailblazers. Sidney Wicks was a great athlete. But, you know, Jeff Petrie. And, you know, there was a lot of Dave Twardzik. It was very much you had a big, a back-to-the-basket big, a couple of rebounders, Maurice Lucas, and then you had a scoring guard and a small forward, and then you had a point guard who was a traditional pass first. And then you get to the late 70s and early 80s, and Dr. J emerged, and he didn't play like anybody. Don't ever listen to people that say Connie Hawkins and Dr. J are the same guy. No, they're not. Dr. J was a better ball handler. Dr. J was the first player I was like, wow. And then Dominique Wilkins came in the early 80s. Wow. And you started, you know, guys had 45, 46-inch verticals. There was a kid named David Thompson that played at NC State. He was a very unique jumper. But then, so to me, the 50s, 60s, and most of the 70s, this is how basketball looked. It wasn't as, you know, it was, there were guys who could dunk. And then Dr. J and Dominique, 80s, 90s, 2000s, it mushes together for me. It's very vertical. A lot of guys one-handing stuff. Dr. J, Dominique, you had 6'9 point guards. People, like the Lakers didn't know what to do. Do you draft Magic Johnson? He's a 6'9 point guard. Bodies were changing. It was becoming a little less positionless, not positionless. And then there's the last 10 years of basketball. It's all threes. It's positionless basketball. It just doesn't matter. Luka would be a three. Now he's a point guard. LeBron,
look at KD.
Look at Kevin Durant. He can be a point. The last 10 years separates itself from the sort of mildly athletic 50s, 60s, and 70s to the first time you really watched guys that were, it was crazy, slam dunk guys everywhere, and that's like late 70s, 80s, 90s, all the way to about 10 years ago, and then it's the positionless, I mean, Durant, LeBron, it doesn't matter.
Well, like, also the three-point shot changed the defensive side of the ball. You had to defend players differently.
Yeah, big guys have to go out and... perimeter.
You cannot be a defensive liability. You can't be that big guy with his feet in the mud, just rebounding and you going up against the other big. Like, you have to be able to go and guard the perimeter in some capacity, or you're going to see games like last night. Like, you have to be able to guard the three. You got to be more athletic, faster. Like, that part of the game has changed as well, not just the offensive side of the ball.
People get really offended. It's really funny. People, maybe because you and I have moved around a lot in our careers, so I'm not loyal to a town or a city or a team. I'm not loyal to it. People, I'll say, you're not from California. Why do you like the Trojans? Because they're aspirational, because they win national championships, because I grew up on Pac-12 football and nobody else can get great overnight like USC. Who cares where I'm from? 50% of LA is not from here.
Right.
Okay, who cares? Like, St. Louis is where you're born, raised, and never leave. The coasts are where you go for the money and the, you know, the aspiration and the big stuff.
We're just more comfortable with change.
Yes, and so we both are. So when I don't know, I'm never offended by when people say, like, 60s guys couldn't compete today. Like, baseball people are so offended. Babe Ruth today would be a high school baseball player. He was 6'2", 220 with a gut.
Well, I think it comes across as an insult to what they accomplished and what they contributed to the sport, which I think that just depends on perspective. I would probably be insulted, but I can also take a step back and appreciate what was built and established
right
by guys who played in those eras and the difference of the sport now. But this wouldn't exist. Like, it needed to develop. It needed to evolve. Things in society had to change to get to the space where we are with the game. Because it's not just the game. There's rehab that's changed. Surgeries have changed. Nutrition, travel. Like, there's more elements to why the game is looking and played the way that it is now as compared to the 50s and 60s.
Well, I mean, and also years ago, until about 15 years ago, players tapped out at 34.
Right.
Like, receivers couldn't run.
Yes.
Corners couldn't guard. Quarterbacks looked old. I mean, Warren Moon was an outlier. But now it's like, when people say, like, Matt Ryan's 38, he's getting old, and I'm almost disappointed in Matt Ryan. I'm like, Matt, you're only 38 years old. I mean, I look at now, people, executives. I just saw, what's the guy, Barry Diller? He's getting into gaming. He's like 80 years old. Like, people don't retire at 65. Like, there's executives all over America, entrepreneurs at 85 years old doing stuff. Rupert Murdoch, I don't know. So it's just, we eat better, the nutrition's better, we take care of ourselves. And so the careers last longer.
It's a little easier to watch film now than it was in the 60s.
Aaron Rodgers just doesn't want to watch it. But Chris Mannix is now joining us. I will say Bob Cousy can still throw a fastball at 93. I thought it was some of the great. That was one of the funniest things I've ever heard. You know, we were getting into this. One of the reasons I like Boston and Phoenix, because they do feel traditional. I grew up on the 70s NBA. Chris, you're younger than me. You probably grew up in the 80s. But it's like center, wings, committed on both ends, two-way players, pass-first point guard. I think Boston is significantly better than Miami. When I watch this series, 7 of the 8 quarters, I'm like, this isn't close. Are you seeing something I'm not?
No, first, shout out Bob Cousy, because that was a great interview that he did. And look, Bob, like Dan Shaughnessy from The Globe every so often gets a hold of Bob Cousy, and he always has these incredible quotes. So people should reach out to him more, I think. I don't know if he'll answer, but people should reach out to him more. I think the Celtics are better. I thought they were better coming into the series. They have been traditionally bad in third quarters this season. So to watch them get blitzed in the third of game one brought me back to a darker days of the Celtics, which was November, December, where, you know, they were just awful. But game two, you know, not that they're going to go on 62-27 runs like they did in the first half, but they're capable of playing at that level. They will make your best player like Jimmy Butler work. Now, Jimmy's been efficient in this series, but what Boston's going to be able to do over the course of it is wear him down and force him into inefficient numbers. Kevin Durant, under 40% in the series against the Celtics. Giannis Antetokounmpo, 55% during the regular season, 45% against the Celtics. And that's got to be a big concern for Miami. They got routed, and Jimmy Butler shot 61% from the floor in that game. So I think the Celtics, top to bottom, are a better team. And if you look at it, I think these numbers are right. Of the eight quarters they played against Miami, they've won seven of them. Yeah. It was just that third quarter in game one that they just got lost in. So all signs are pointing to the Celtics.
You know, Chris, I said this yesterday, and I do think Boston wins the series, and I think they'll face the Warriors, and it'll be a very, very good series. The best defensive team, I think the best cutting diverse offensive team, a lot of different ways to score for Golden State, and who knows who wins. But when I said with Boston, I said, listen, I've seen the Marcus Smart, Jalen Brown, Tatum thing now for about 4 or 5 years. They're all better versions of what they were 5 years ago. Marcus was always a defender first. Jalen was a great athlete. Would he be a great scorer? Tatum was going to be the star. And by the way, Robert Williams, another classic Boston draft developed, 2.5, 8, 11. This is what they do. They're the Packers. They draft and develop. But I said, patience becomes cowardice if you wait forever. And in 35 years, their title came when they went big and swung and got KG. If they couldn't beat Miami, if they lost to Miami, Chris, to me, there's a real argument that you keep Tatum and maybe Marcus Smart, and you start maybe making, you break up the band a little. I got a lot of pushback for that. You know him better than I do. Is it crazy?
Yeah, because if you talk to, you know, and I just came from the Chicago pre-draft combine. Like, every team wants to be built like the Celtics right now, where you've got five guys who can all defend every position. The reason the Celtics are as good as they are defensively is that Marcus Smart is reasonably comfortable defending fives, and Robert Williams, when pressed, can defend an occasional one. Like, they can switch everything and play the kind of defense that I think no team in the league can currently play. No team is as strong 1-5 with the starting lineup as Boston. So look, if they lost to Miami or if they lose to Miami, it will be disappointing. I think they're the better team in this series, but you build on this. You keep adding players to that second unit. You add depth via the draft or trades or free agency, whatever it may be. I cannot, honestly, Colin, I can't make an argument for breaking this team up in any way, shape, or form, no matter the outcome of this series.
I want to go over to the Warriors-Mavs game two tonight. Boston looks to me, they look different than every team left. The cutting, the ball off the ball movement. They are offensively what I think Boston is defensively. They've just got a lot of skilled players. Now it's Poole, Clay, Steph, Andrew Wiggins was a former number one pick. And they're guys that are comfortable with the ball, hard to trap, very good ball handlers. Like Boston has so many guys that are just built to play really good defense. And this was probably inevitable. When I look at the Golden State, they've got rings and hardware. They've gotten the bag. I don't know what they do here. Draymond's expensive, and Steph and Clay. Is there an argument to be made? This is their last chance. Kuminga's not ready to step up next year. Wiseman may not work at all. What do you make of the next 2 to 3 years with the Warriors if they don't win this year?
Well, I think a lot of it depends on what they do with that collection of young players. I think there is, from a talent perspective, a 2 to 3 year window after this season for that core group to be central to a championship. The benefit the Warriors have is that all the guys you mentioned, Wiseman, Kuminga, Moses Moody, future first round draft picks, These are a wealth of assets that no team in the NBA can match. Like, again, I'm coming from the combine, this was a point of conversation. Like, what are the Warriors going to do with all those players in the offseason? Can they engineer a sign and trade situation for a Bradley Beal? Could they possibly get Golden State, or to get Portland rather, to get interested in a Damian Lillard type of deal? They have the firepower,
yeah,
the assets to go and get whoever they want. And if you are able to get another all NBA level player who is going to help kind of bridge any gap that team might have as these guys age, I don't see why they shouldn't be a top tier team. And you mentioned the cost of it, Colin. You and I both know how much money that team makes at the Chase Center every night. Like, they print cash over there. So I don't ever want to hear the Warriors say that we can't afford player X, because they are a license to print money.
Yeah. You know, I said this with Coutinho Mobley earlier, is that people compare Luka and Bird, but we know this historically, that some stars are harder to play with. And you mean Kobe could be difficult unless you were a big. You weren't going to get the ball much. Shaq and he, I just finished Jeff Perlman's book, Three Rings. Shaq and Kobe battled. I mean, it was not easy. So with Bird, a lot of people could play with Larry. He didn't have to bring it up. He could elevate through passing McHale, Parrish. He played with guards. Larry could beat you so many different ways. He could bring it up. He didn't have to. Luka's, in my opinion, is different. He needs the ball. And there's a little Harden to it. There's a little Kobe to it. There's a little LeBron to it. Do you think, and I wonder to myself, some guys may look at that and go, like Damian Lillard could look at that and go, this doesn't work for me. I'm not going to be off ball 90% of the time. Or maybe I'm reaching here and Luka's better off ball, but I kind of feel like playing with Luka's going to have a LeBron feel. You're going to kind of have to run Luka's offense. Am I wrong?
No, I don't think you're wrong. It's an interesting point. And I think the Harden comparison is maybe more apt, because if you look at ball dominance, you know, Luka, Harden, kind of comparable to where Harden was in his prime. And so if you're building a team around Luka Doncic, the key is going to be, as it was with Harden, to surround him with shooter types. And look, people can say, well, that wasn't successful in Houston. Well, no, technically it wasn't, but there was a window there, a few years, when it was Harden, Chris Paul. You know, if injuries don't happen, that team might have a championship ring to show for it. I think Luka's talents lend itself to just playing alongside, like, the guys he has right now, quite frankly. Maxi Kleber is a better fit in Dallas than he is anywhere else. Spencer Dinwiddie was lost in Washington, looked like a bust in Washington. He's fit alongside Luka. I think it is going to be paramount for that front office to continue to find shooters at every position off of Luka. So if you do send help on him, he's smart enough to make the pass. He'll make it to the right guy, and they'll be able to get open three-point shots.
Good stuff. Hey, I'm going to throw this out there. So I don't spend a lot of time in the NBA draft, because in the NFL draft, Chris, as you know, you get like 3- and 4-year players. They can come in and be stars. NBA, you're getting 19-year-old kids. Usually they go to bad teams. They disappear for 3 years. I don't know who's going to be the number one pick. There's a kid at Purdue, Jaden Ivey, that's kind of a shooting guard. I don't think he's Ja Morant, but he's super athletic, twitchy, can shoot. Is there, when you talk to your NBA sources, is there a number one pick? What is it?
No, I was in the drawing room on lottery nights where the actual drawing takes place. And I can tell you from talking to people in there during the hour we had to stay sequestered, it's a toss-up. Not just between 1 and 2, it might be a toss-up between 1 and 5 at this point. I mean, there are executives that believe this draft is 8 deep with guys that are comparable in terms of talent and potential. Like, it's going to be a complicated process for the teams sitting up there at the top to decide who they're going to go with. And look, it could be one of those years where, you know, you look back on 5 years later, you say, whoa, who was the Marvin Bagley of this draft? Who was the guy you drafted? You should have drafted a Luka Doncic. There's a lot of variance, I think, at the top of this draft, which is why I do think, keep an eye out on trades at the top of the draft. A team like Houston might be looking to deal. A team like Detroit might be looking to deal. I think unless you're 100% certain, if teams are getting offers of veteran players, all-star caliber players that they really like, I think they'll be more likely to listen to them this year than they have in previous years.
Good stuff. Chris Mannix, Sports Illustrated. Also, he's got our boxing stuff on the Volume. Chris, have a great weekend, buddy.
You got it, Colin.
All right. Yeah, it's interesting. I was looking over some mock drafts last couple of days, And I saw, you know, I saw the Auburn kid play. I saw Holmgren. I saw Jaden Ivey. I saw the kid from Duke I like a lot, Bonchero. He's really good. But it's different because they're 19-year-olds. So you're kind of project, and they're all going to bad teams, where a lot of times this year in the NFL, it was players to bad teams. But a lot of times in the NFL, some good teams are in the top 10, 12 draft, and you're like.
Or they'll trade up.
To get somebody, them. It's so...
Yeah, the NBA draft lottery. I was looking at the top five picks, and I'm like, whoa. Whoa. It's going to be a rough start.
It is. You know, people forget. I don't know if they forget, but if you're 20 years old, I've said this before. The only sport that was better 20 years ago was college basketball, and it wasn't close. College basketball, in the 70s, 80s, 90s, you would get Ralph Sampson and Ewing and Duncan. They would come back for their junior and senior years. And they were unstoppable as sophomores. And so you were getting like, it was like the NFL draft. You were getting grown men.
Yeah, that who, you knew.
Oh, they would walk into the NBA and be right. All-stars. Like now, you're just kind of, and you know, like Tim Duncan walked in and was, I don't have his numbers in front of me, but I remember the big fundamental. You were like next to Robinson. You were like, oh, he's great now. Ewing was great now. Those days are over. Like that's why when Ja Morant comes out, the sizzle, forget if his game's complete, just the sizzle's fun.
Yeah.
Like, you're like, Zion and Ja were like, I don't need a complete game. You know, Zion wouldn't play any defense, and I'm like, trust me, I'll just take the offensive part of his game.
But with basketball, you can, a lot of times at the higher level at least, you can see the talent, like if it's there or not.
Yes.
Now, obviously, the irony of the NBA is it's not the most patient sport. So they really need time to develop these young players, and we're not very patient with them.
Yeah. The Purdue kid's fascinating. He's not Ja Morant, but he can shoot a little better than Ja. Jaden Ivey. I saw him in Big Ten. We saw him on Fox here a couple times. I'm like, that's an interesting play. And today's NBA, shoot, twitchy, athletic, up, down. Is this him? There we go. Yeah. He's a really interesting. I mean, you look at him. He's an NBA player. Really look at him.
He looks like he can carry more weight.
Yeah, and they say a lot of people are saying he's jaw. He's got some jaw athletic ability. I think he's a little better shooter. I don't think he's he's not quite.
This is why I hate comps, because Ja is such a unique player. Ja's ability to jump and change the position of his entire body in the air, it's like he puts the game on pause and turns around.
Now, I think he feels like a little better shooter than Ja, but I don't think he's like the distributor. Ja feels like he's running the show.
Yes.
This kid feels like you could play him a little bit off
ball. And Ja's extremely fast.
Yeah, this is the one kid I watched, and I was like, oh, wow. Like, literally, you watch a college basketball game, and you're like, oh, there's the pro, like in two possessions. Yeah. Really interesting. And, of course, you can watch Big Ten basketball on FS1. That's where all the good games are.
Want more Herd? The Herd streams 24 hours a day, 7 days a week within the iHeartRadio app. Search Herd to listen live or on demand whenever you'd like.
Don't miss out on any of the NBA playoff action at DraftKings Sportsbook, an official sports betting partner of the NBA. Download the DraftKings Sportsbook app. 90 seconds, all it takes. Use the code HERD. New customers bet $5. That's it, $5 and get $200 in bonus bets instantly. That's code HERD only on DraftKings. The crown is yours.
Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Or in West Virginia, visit www.1800gambler.net. In New York, call 877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY 467-369. In Connecticut, help is available for problem gambling. Call 888-789-7777 or visit ccpg.org. Please play responsibly. On behalf of Boot Hill Casino and Resort in Kansas, 21+, age varies by jurisdiction, void in Ontario. Bonus bets expire 168 hours after issuance. See dkng.co/bball for eligibility and deposit restrictions, terms and responsible gaming resources.
Hi, let's talk about Pro Plan Sport. Pro Plan Sport is advanced nutrition made to fuel strength and stamina in active dogs like yours. So whether you're heading out to explore a new trail or looking to set a personal best on your daily run, start your journey off right with the high performance fuel your dog needs to keep pushing you every step of the way. Pro Plan Sport. Discover the power of advanced nutrition for strength and stamina at ProPlanSport.com. That's ProPlanSport.com. You put it off long enough, it's time to replace your tires. Tire Rack has tires that will elevate your drive. touring tires for commuter comfort, performance tires for sporty handling, all-terrain tires for on- and off-road adventure. Go to TireRack.com to get started. Not sure where to begin? Use the Tire Decision Guide to get a personalized tire recommendation, the right tires for how, what, and where you drive. Choose from the full line of Vredestein tires. Ship fast and free to a recommended installer near you. Or choose the convenience of mobile tire installation. They'll bring your new tires to your home or office, install them on site. Doesn't get much easier than that. Go to TireRack.com/Colin to see their Vredestein test results, tire ratings, and consumer reviews, and be sure to check out all their current special offers. Great tires, great deal. What more could you ask for? That's TireRack.com/Colin. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be.
Tired of restless nights? Meet Lisa, the sleep expert. Here at Lisa, we know that good sleep is essential for mental, physical, and emotional health. That's why their mattresses are made for exceptional comfort and support, catering to every sleep need. Check out Lisa's Sapira Hybrid Mattress, named Best Hybrid Mattress 5 years running. Sleep hot? The Chill Collection is built with cool-to-the-touch top fabric and layers of high-density comfort foams, all intended to remove excess body heat while maximizing comfort. With Lisa, getting a new mattress has never been easier. Delivery is free, and you have 100 nights to try out your mattress in the comfort of your home. Don't spend another night dreaming of better sleep. For a limited time, save up to $700 off select mattresses plus 2 free pillows. Go to lisa.com/iHeart for an additional $50 off mattresses and select goods. That's leesa.com/iHeart. Exclusions apply. See lisa.com for more details.
Sunday, a big-time USFL doubleheader kicks off at noon Eastern on FS1 with the Pittsburgh Maulers and the New Orleans Breakers. Then at 4 Eastern, the Houston Gamblers take on the New Jersey Generals on Fox, and it's all streaming on the Fox Sports app.
It is crazy, Joy. It's almost like, you know how we always split America in, like, Republicans or liberal, and everybody always wants to, like, that's the divide. Mm-hmm. Men, women, along gender, racial lines. Part of what I see in America is this willing to adapt and not going to budge.
Yeah.
Like, to me, that separates America. It's not the gender. It's not the age. It's because you can find I ran into an 80-year-old in Frankfurt, Germany last week. I swear to you, he was a Miami guy. He looked 60. He looked fantastic. He was a traveler. I mean, the guy had the spirit of a 25-year-old kid. And then you'll meet 30-year-olds who, I'm never going to leave my area code. The big divide in America, to me, people that are uncomfortable with change and people that love it. And when I hear Nick Saban complaining about parody now, it's a total grift. Stop it. You never cared about parody in your life. And I love Nick, and I know Nick. Nick Saban refused to go on the road for out-of-conference games for a decade until people like, and I'll say it, me and others in the media started ripping him. We're like, why does it always have to be a neutral site game? Go on the road. So this year he's going on the road to Austin, Texas, and they'll probably beat Texas. But if he cared about parity, he would have gone to Notre Dame. Georgia was willing to. Georgia historically doesn't leave the South to play. Georgia was willing to go home and home. Good for them. For Notre Dame, I love that. I totally respected that by Georgia. They're like, we can lose these games. We're going to go on the road and play in a cooler weather. And it's like, so when Nick starts talking about all this, the parity, it's a con. Listen, if he cares about parity, why have they played in the last several years? The Citadel, New Mexico State, look at the teams they play. This is Alabama, Mercer, Chattanooga, Georgia State, Western Kentucky, Louisiana Monroe. When Pete Carroll was at USC, Pete Carroll had no interest playing that crap. Pete Carroll one time said, we want to go play Virginia Tech. We don't care if we get a home and home. He went home and away Auburn. Arkansas was a better program. Ohio State. They didn't care. Pete's not a control freak. At least he wasn't then. He wanted to be challenged. And in Los Angeles, you can't throw up Western Carolina. Nobody go to the game. USC, Rice, nobody's going to go to that game.
Right.
So this is his ability. Nick plays multiple crap teams all the time. He's doing this not because he wants parity. He wants to wipe the icing off the cupcakes twice a year and go get a bye before he plays Auburn. He wants to dominate. And I like Nick. But stop with the – he's been mentioning parity – in the last month because of NIL, because he's losing assistants, losing recruits. He can't control players. And now suddenly, I really care about parity. You do not. Pete Carroll wanted USC to face the best team. In fact, the reason Pete Carroll left USC, he didn't tell me this, but somebody close to Pete told me this. He wanted to compete, and the NCAA kept that Mark Sanchez team out of the championship. And he's like, I want to compete for the championship. I know I have the best team. If you're not going to let me compete for the championship, I'm going to go to the league that lets me compete. Nick is looking to dominate. Pete wanted to compete. And so this is where all of a sudden now Nick's comments are, oh, this parody thing. Oh, God. You can sell that 72-mile-an-hour fastball to your fan base. Nobody's buying that. He had to be guilted in to playing legitimate opponents on the road. And a lot of these schools, and let me give credit to the schools willing to go on the road. LSU was willing to go all the way out and play UCLA and got beat. Texas A&M went out to play UCLA. Through the years, Tennessee, Georgia, especially Tennessee. Tennessee will leave the region. I've seen my whole life Michigan. Michigan will go south. Michigan will go down to Texas. Michigan will come out west. Ohio State's gotten better at that. They'll go and play anybody. Bama has to be guilted in to playing a road at a conference game. They'd rather play all that Panera Bread tech and, you know, nonsense. That's not good for the sport. It's terrible for the sport. Terrible. Give me all that Citadel, Florida A&M nonsense. And I like him. I like Nick. But don't give me the grift. Don't tell me parity is a big thing. What's happening is he is losing as he's aging, and this is a lot of Americans get uncomfortable with these changes. Players now can leave Nick anytime they want. They can go to Auburn right across the street. They can go to Georgia. He's losing assistants. I thought last year's Bama staff was one of his weakest staffs. Players more control, assistants more control. He's now losing to former assistants. Come on. Enjoy with the news.
No. Turn on the news.
This is the Herdline News.
Ugh, rough night for the boys last night. Celtics bounced back from their game one loss with a blowout of their own. So they even the series with the Heat with a 127-102 win in game two. And Jimmy Butler was very blunt in his assessment of his team's performance.
I mean, yeah, you do got to move on. I don't like to move on from this because it has to hurt. They tried to embarrass us. They did embarrass us. So I think we got to realize that. Use it as fuel, whatever you want to say, but realize that the game can get out of hand whenever you're playing against a really good team like them that can score the ball and get stops. So overall, we just have to be better.
PJ Tucker left the game with a knee contusion, and he will undergo an MRI today. Obviously, the game was out of hand far before he got injured, but that will be a huge factor if he is not able to play. Jimmy Butler did have 29 points, 6 rebounds, and 3 assists. No other Miami players scored more than 14 points. But the story of this game, as Jimmy mentioned, the Celtics are not just a team that is able to shoot. They play good defense. So they're not just an offensive machine. Perhaps the Heat could have climbed back into it if that's how the Celtics were arranged, but they aren't. They can get stops on the defensive side of the ball as well as shoot. And the Heat were 10 of 34 from three. Tyler Hero was 0-for-3 from, and Duncan Robinson, who is supposed to be the three-point specialist, was  0-for-4.
They pay him a lot of money, and he's not playing all that much consistently.
Yeah, it's been rough for Duncan because they've really needed him. They've really needed him to come in and knock down some shots, and he hasn't been able to do it, and he can't be on the floor a lot because he's a defensive liability.
So's Hero, isn't he?
But Hero's sixth man of the year. Yeah. So Hero's not the best defensive player. He's better than Duncan. But Hero won sixth man of the year for a reason. He can distribute. He's going to – they called a foul on it, but he had a big-time block last night. He's able to get back and make some plays, but you can't do that. You can't go 10 for 34 from three and expect to stay in a game with the Celtics, who went on a 17-0 run in the first quarter. You got to get a stop and knock down some shots, or the game's going to get away from you. I don't think the series is over yet, but someone other than Jimmy is going to have to step up. Maybe Bam. Maybe it's time for Bam to get some points.
Yeah.
It would be really nice. So Luka Doncic had his worst game in the postseason against the Warriors in game one, but he's still one of the best players in the league right now. And is hoping to get back in game two tonight. And during an appearance on the Rich Eisen show, John Sally compared Luka and his talent to one of the all-time greats.
I would be afraid to play against Luka. I'm telling you personally, that's how good he is. And I know Larry Bird would put fear in me and everyone else, just like Luka does.
I think there's obvious comparisons between Larry Bird and Luka. I think
there's something there.
The speed is one of the things that I think you initially see. Luka's not a particularly fast player.
Kind of plodding at times, yeah.
Yes, but it just doesn't matter because no one can speed him up. And I think part of that is Luka's body composition is that he's going to not be moved. Like, he's not a guy you're going to push around, even though he is a European player who we generally think of as finesse players. So he's just a very unique player, obviously an incredible shooter and scorer. Didn't have his best game, 20.7 rebounds. The biggest thing for Luka in game one to me was 7 turnovers. You got to take better care of the ball. You cannot play a team like Golden State and turn the ball over like that. They're going to take advantage of it. And that's the game to me right there. Everyone else has to step up.
Larry Bird was such a unique, I told you when I was younger, all the games weren't on cable, you know, right? Like in the 70s, they weren't at all. And then ESPN came and there was more cable stuff, but it was, I remember going to a Sonics game to watch Bird, and he had one of his rare bad games. I think he scored like 8 or 10. I'd have to look. You know, I don't remember the exact year, but I remember those Celtic teams were interesting because the Lakers. I always thought it was really fate, magic in Boston and Bird in Los Angeles would have worked. But when they came out, it was perfect. Magic was perfect for Los Angeles, and Bird, kind of a lunch pail star, was perfect for Boston.
Yeah, I don't know.
They felt like the cities.
Yeah, I don't know if it would have worked. It would have worked
because
they were two great players.
Right.
But it wouldn't have worked as well as it did. It certainly wouldn't have... I don't know that we would look at them with the awe and admiration that we do because they just fit into... I mean, we talk about it all the time how much cultural fit matters when it comes to especially young players.
There's no question.
You got to be in a space where you're comfortable. I mean, could you imagine winning time with Larry Bird in Los Angeles? That series doesn't happen.
Magic felt, I think one of the reasons Magic is one of the most, Magic Johnson, if he walks into the Staples today, I've been there when he walks in, the crowd rises.
Of course.
He's all over town. So Magic was not only L.A., Kobe's the same way. Kobe felt like L.A. Shaq felt like L.A.
Right, like there were dynamics that were in place that made that all blossom. Like Larry Bird and Jerry Buss. I don't know if that's a match.
Exactly.
I don't know if that works as well.
Yeah.
So, you know, everything has to kind of happen the way it does for us to look back on history the way that we do. But yeah, I mean, Larry was a very unique player and an all-time great legendary player, but fit perfectly into that system and what Boston is and represents that.
Like
and it also built for the animosity and the rivalry that they have.
It was, you know, Michael, I always thought, because at the time Michael was great, Oprah was becoming the biggest star in TV. Siskel and Ebert, remember that show? You know, I grew up when they were the movie critics. So you had Michael, you had Oprah, you had Siskel, Ebert, and you had the Cubs and the White Sox and the Bears. Chicago, Michael felt perfect for Chicago. He had sort of that Midwest workaholic tough guy. But Chicago, if you go to it, it's really a cool city.
Right.
So, like, Chicago is, you know, a lot of these northern cities, a Seattle, Minneapolis, we don't think of as cool. They're nice cities. But Chicago's got an edge to it. It's kind of cool. There have been a lot of stars there. So Bird felt like Boston. Jordan felt like Chicago. And Magic absolutely felt like LA.
And when you get the star that fits perfectly into that, look at Ja Morant in Memphis. I mean, he's the perfect star for that city and that team. So Jimbo Fisher fired back at Nick Saban yesterday. It was petty wars in college football, and Nick Saban had a lot to say about Texas A&M's recruiting class and what they did with NIL, and it got heated. And he tried to clarify what he originally said. Here's Saban.
You know, I should have never really singled anybody out. You know, that was a mistake, and I really apologize for that part of it. I really wasn't saying that anybody did anything illegal in using name, image, and likeness. I didn't say that. That was something that was assumed by what I said, which is not really what I meant, nor was it what I said. So there's nothing illegal about doing this. It's the system that allows you to do it, and that's the issue that I have.
You know, there's a lot of different takeaways that we can have from this, and everyone's arguing about NIL and transfer portal and blah, blah, blah. And I'm a little disappointed in Nick Saban. He is the face of college football.
Absolutely.
He has a golden opportunity here to figure out how this is all going to play out and work, yeah, and how it can benefit student athletes, not just the college football players, all student athletes, and the sport as a whole. And instead of doing that, he's just complaining about it. I don't want to hear that from Nick Saban. I hold Nick Saban to a higher standard than that. Things are always going to change. You started the segment talking about this. There's people who can adapt to change and people who can't. And everybody's wired differently, and that's fine. You don't have to be someone who adores things changing all the time. Right. Change is hard. It's hard for people who like change. But you are, when you're in a certain space, when you're a Bill Belichick, when you're a Nick Saban, when you're a Phil Jackson, like when you're in a different category of coach or executive, you sort of represent a sport, or you're a face, that someone that we immediately think of when we think of a whole sport, which is college football. I think you have a bigger responsibility to look at the change and not pile more gloom and doom onto the situation.
Well, and the other thing is, Joy, is that it's not a coincidence that many college football coaches and basketball coaches' careers have ended pathetically. Bobby Knight was pathetic at the end. Joe Paterno, Woody Hayes punched a player. Why? Because college sports creates these almost dictatorships.
Correct.
The college basketball football coach is the highest paid state employee. There's no pushback. It was a knock for years on Mike Krzyzewski that he could be heavy-handed. So you've seen a lot of – you don't see this with pro coaches. They don't end pathetically. They get fired.
Right.
But they end because they have a billionaire that controls them. So a pro coach doesn't have power. College football coaches and basketball coaches – Calipari is the most powerful guy in the state. Saban is in Alabama. Woody Hayes was in Ohio. And so when you get accustomed to having power and start losing it, guys unravel very quickly.
Oh, yeah, this is very obviously about power and leverage, which is the biggest thing that you can have in any business. And that's what the players have now. And if you remember, one of the biggest critiques of Nick Saban as a coach was his failure at the professional level. I don't know that he was a complete failure, but it didn't work.
And
part of the reason why was he wasn't capable of dealing with professional players.
Yeah.
He wasn't capable of handling grown men who have mortgages and families and kids and make more money than him and telling them what to do in a way that they responded to. So college was perfect for him, and that's why he's dominated in this space. Well, things have changed now. So I'm sure there is kind of this daunting feeling. But if you're the best of the best, it's also your job to see around corners. And this was, you didn't need to see around the corner. It was right there. It was just hanging in a net waiting for the Supreme Court to cut it. And now it's on top of
you. And that's why when he talks about parity, Bama fan will be like, nobody wanted to play home and home with us. Then you go and you buy the games and you say, Wisconsin will go there. And Wisconsin goes, okay, we're going to get beat by you, but you got to pay us some money to do it. Then you do it. Nobody wanted to play USC either. They found a way to get the game scheduled. Nobody, USC was beating people by 40. They beat Oklahoma by 30 in bowl games. They were crushing people. They figured out a way to get home and homes with
people. I honestly can't even entertain.
I know.
I can't even entertain the conversation about parity in college football.
It's stupid.
It is such a joke. I don't want to hear a word about it. Talk to me about anything else when it comes to NIL and transfer portal and whatever. There has never, ever been parity in college football. This might make it a little bit worse for the smaller schools. So then maybe we need a commissioner to kind of adjust things and move things around.
Yeah.
But parity has never existed. So don't tell me that this is the thing that ended it.
By the way, who ended up in the Final Four this year? Let me guess. Kansas, Carolina. It's always the big dog.
It's such a nonsense conversation.
All right. Joy with the news.
Well, that's the news.
And thanks for stopping by.
The Herd Line News.
All right. Take a break. In LA, it's The Herd.
Be sure to catch live editions of The Herd weekdays at noon Eastern, 9 a.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio, FS1, and the iHeartRadio app.
Mic check. Hey. Mic check. Check, check, check.
If you want exclusive insight from the biggest names in the sports game, what's good? This is national champion and former pro baller Chris Johnson. And let me tell you a little bit about my new series, KJ Live.
KJ Live is the only show featuring me going one-on-one with the brightest basketball minds on the planet to get the real.
And when I say real, I mean that real. I got legendary Hall of Famers, elite coaches, and the top basketball insiders bringing you a unique perspective on all things hoops culture that you will not find anywhere else.
To make your next move your best move.
And tap in with me on KJ Live, wherever you get your podcasts from.
The 82-game preseason is in the books. It's finally time for the real season. Don't miss out on any of the NBA playoff action at DraftKings Sportsbook, an official sports betting partner of the NBA. From the play-in tournament through the finals, DraftKings Sportsbook has you covered with same-game parlays, live betting, odds boosts, and more. Download the DraftKings Sportsbook app. The code is HEARD. New customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets instantly. $200. That's code HEARD only on DraftKings. The crown is yours.
Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Or in West Virginia, visit www.1800gambler.net. In New York, call 877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY 467-369. In Connecticut, help is available for problem gambling. Call 888-789-7777 or visit ccpg.org. Please play responsibly. On behalf of Boot Hill Casino and Resort in Kansas, 21 plus, age varies by jurisdiction, void in Ontario. Bonus bets expire 168 hours after issuance. See dkng.co/bball for eligibility and deposit restrictions, terms, and responsible gaming resources.
Hi, let's talk about Pro Plan Sport. Pro Plan Sport is advanced nutrition made to fuel strength and stamina in active dogs like yours. So whether you're heading out to explore a new trail or looking to set a personal best on your daily run, start your journey off right with the high performance fuel your dog needs to keep pushing you every step of the way. Pro Plan Sport. Discover the power of advanced nutrition for strength and stamina at ProPlanSport.com. That's ProPlanSport.com. You put it off long enough, it's time to replace your tires. Tire Rack has tires that will elevate your drive. Touring tires for commuter comfort. Performance tires for sporty handling. All-terrain tires for on- and off-road adventure. Go to TireRack.com to get started. Not sure where to begin? Use the Tire Decision Guide to get a personalized tire recommendation, the right tires for how, what, and where you drive. Choose from the full line of Kumho tires. Ship fast and free to a recommended installer near you. Or choose the convenience of mobile tire installation. They'll bring your new tires to your home or office and install them on site. Doesn't get much easier than that. Go to TireRack.com/Colin to see their Kumho test results, tire ratings, and consumer reviews, and be sure to check out all their current special offers. Great tires, great deal. What more could you ask for? That's TireRack.com/Colin. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be.
Good sleep should come naturally, and with the new Natural Hybrid mattress, it can. A collaboration between award-winning mattress brand Leesa and home design favorite West Elm, the Natural Hybrid is the culmination of these two companies' shared values: premium materials, meticulous craftsmanship, and sustainable practices. Made with natural latex, responsibly sourced natural wool, and environmentally safe foams, the Natural Hybrid elevates your sleep sanctuary. Indulges your senses and supports a greener tomorrow. Plus, when you purchase the Natural Hybrid, you're also helping fuel Leesa's work with shelters and those in need. Since 2015, Leesa has donated more than 40,000 mattresses to ensure children and families have a safe place to sleep. Don't put off a good night's sleep any longer. Get a Leesa mattress today for a sound sleep tonight. Visit Leesa.com/iHeart. That's Leesa.com/iHeart.
You know, I was thinking about this. Generally, when a team or a franchise or a program builds a new facility, the crowd gets quieter. New Yankee Stadium is quieter than old Yankee Stadium because the stadium costs a fortune. You have to charge more for tickets. That's more corporate sponsors. They don't show up. They're not as rabid. They don't get as drunk. You know, there are people that have, like, social stigmas. They can't be out getting boozed up. The older the stadium, the louder the stadium. Yankee Stadium, the new one's not as loud. When I was at Oregon, Autzen Stadium, when I first got to the state, it was the loudest place I'd ever heard. Then they spend a lot of money. They charge more for tickets. You get more doctors, lawyers. They're not quite as loud as the rowdy guy from Roseburg, Oregon, down the street that's liquored up by, you know, first quarter. You see, Golden State's interesting because the old arena, you know, had been there forever. That was the loudest crowd in the NBA, like easily. So they build a new arena, and my takeaway was, it won't be as loud. It still is, and I think a lot of that, this is my guess, tech money is young money. So, you know, a lot of these, like if you ever go to a Michigan Wolverine football game, half the people in that stadium are over 60 because they've been good forever. So I thought the new arena for the Warriors, it would get quieter because they would just charge more. Therefore, the fan base gets older. But a lot of the wealth in Silicon Valley is 38 years old. And those guys, the girlfriends, the buddies, they drink. So when I watch the Warriors are the last playoff team not to lose at home, it is unbelievable to me that Golden State is a 6-point favorite in game two. That's just the crowd. That's just telling you Dallas can't win in this arena. That's a ton of points for a team that was humiliated in game one and is very good.
It also looks, at least the television product to me, because I haven't been to it yet, extremely tight.
Yes.
Like, it is a very intimate arena. I'm looking at the game like, wow, those fans are close.
I've never seen an NBA arena that I thought was intimidating. Like everything's loud, but they're pros.
Right.
It's the only NBA arena where you see teams get completely discombobulated. Good teams. The fact that Dallas, that humiliated Phoenix, gets humiliated in game one and is a 6-point underdog is like, that's the crowd. Very few, I mean, maybe college it's different. But
college is definitely different. Because college talking about, has that
These are
rage.
28, 30-year-old men. Nobody's getting intimidated.
Yeah.
But it's very rare. The new stadium often gets quieter because you charge more and the crowd gets older and affluent. But they, you know, they're not 50. I'm not going to the game and getting 16 beers in, right? You know. All right. Hour three around the corner coming up live in L.A. It's The Herd.
Hi, let's talk about Pro Plan Sport. Pro Plan Sport is advanced nutrition made to fuel strength and stamina in active dogs like yours. So wherever your next journey together takes you, start it off right with the high-performance fuel your dog needs to keep pushing you every step of the way. Pro Plan Sport. Learn more at ProPlanSport.com.
You know that feeling when you walk into your home, take a deep breath, and feel new? Well, that's what it's like to use Clorox Scentiva. Because Clorox Scentiva smells like coconut, cleans like Clorox, and feels like energy. It'll elevate any cleaning routine to not just clean, but also make every room smell like a tropical coconut getaway. Discover how Clorox Scentiva's powerful clean and refreshing scents can transform your space. Get yours in coconut or other fabulous scents at a nearby retail store.
At JCPenney, fashion counts for everybody and every body. The weather is getting warmer and it's time to swap my winter layers for fun, vibrant, and cool clothing. With so many fun things happening this spring, like Mother's Day and the Wind Down Tour, it's hard to find great looking clothes that fit you just right. That's why I love JCPenney. JCPenney has so many stylish and comfortable options for so many different body types. I've been blown away by their selection and everything hugs my body in all the right spots. Refresh your wardrobe this spring with style that gets you. Something to wear that fits your favorite moments of the season at prices that feel just as good. Discover brands that get you and put style and comfort first, like Worthington and Liz Claiborne for her, each in women's petite and plus sizes. Here, spring comes in all shapes, sizes, and colors. JCPenney, make everybody count.
Let's clear out winter and clean up the lawn with spring Black Friday savings at the Home Depot. Right now, get the Ryobi One Plus Leaf Blower for just $89 and make your lawn work easier with a powerful 90 miles an hour of clearing power. And with convenient online shopping, you can order on the app, pick up in store, and get outside sooner. Get your yard spring ready with the Ryobi One Plus Leaf Blower, now just $89 during Spring Black Friday at the Home Depot. How doers get more done.